It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the porno.
It's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good time, it's too good. Too good, too good.
I'm gonna be so hungover at work tomorrow, I'm not gonna do anything.
Run DMC. 2 years ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhymes.
All right, I won't do that again. Ty Anderson, who has become an on-air presence here at the radio station, he writes about the NHL and the Bruins for 985thesportshub.com. He is in studio. We had an argument at the beginning of the show. I contend that David Pastrnak was not good last night, and it would have... He probably should have just been benched that game. Now, I wouldn't bench him again. I talked to a guy like this. It seems like he's on drugs. Like he just the ineptitude that he has. Now, Rich says he had a goal and an assist. So he says, you know,
I said he shouldn't have been benched. Fred said, you know, he said if he could do it over, he would have had Pastrnak benched last night. And I'm like, there's no way you can say that.
He said it's a net that he had a net positive night. Now, I contend the goal was crap. And I contend that the assist was whatever. I just scooted it down to Bergeron. And then I say, how many times did Rask save Tuukka's ass last night? I mean, Tuukka.
Pastrnak's ass.
Oh, I'm sorry. How did I say Tuukka saved Tuukka's ass?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that happened too.
Yeah, that did. He saved his own ass. So how many times did he save Pastrnak's ass? I think Pastrnak had a bad game last night.
I would say that he did enough for them to win. And when so he gets that goal, he gets the assist, that's great. The third period, I wanted him sort of riding the pine a little bit more than he did because of those things you mentioned, the turnovers, the inefficiency defensively. I thought that the beginning of that game, he gave you what they needed. And that was important because we talked about this the other day. If they sat him, there was nobody waiting in the wings that would replicate what he can do for them. So I think trusting him and relying, saying, hey, we're going to put you in the spot, hope you deliver. And he did. I mean, the goal, yeah, it's a soft goal by Bobrovsky, but it still went in, which we haven't said a lot in this series.
But I say that you can take that goal for, and you can take that goal away. If Rask doesn't stand on his head, they lose that game because of Pastrnak.
See, but I think it's hard to say, though, because of the fact that he scored so early. They were playing with the lead. They've been chasing these games a lot.
Yeah, they played with the lead, and then the lead got up to two, and then it got cut immediately.
Well, yeah, that goal shouldn't have counted, though. I don't know. Like that's my weird thing about this.
I like the rule about that, by the way.
Oh, it's great, right?
That if the guy would have scored off the rebound, off the net.
That's a new rule, right? That's like this year.
No, because they showed a highlight from 2004.
Oh, okay.
Or 2014.
This happened with the Red. Was it the Red Wings? Did it happen with the Red Wings and the Blue Jackets?
I don't know.
It happened in that building. I know that much.
I saw it on The Athletic. They had something.
No, that's great though. It can only be reviewed or taken away if it happens immediately. But you can challenge, you know, if a guy was offside 88 seconds before the goal went in.
Right.
If that's cool, you know, 12 passes ago.
If he's offsides by a, you know, two. In, yeah, like a centimeter.
I guess here's what it all comes down to. I think Fred and I both, you know, we kind of believe, I don't know, we're at two ends of the, not even two ends of the spectrum, because I believe that he was bad for a majority of it. I think he was a net positive. However, he does have issues. So how do they handle it? And I know in the third period, they switched up the power play a little bit. I know they put two defensemen in there. I think Krejci was at one point running where Pastrnak usually was in the power play.
Which, like, was all smart. They need to use two defensemen.
Which it seemed to work at the end of it. So what do you believe they should do with Pastrnak?
They got to stick with him.
No, well, I...
No, okay. I guess...
Let me make this clear. I don't think he should sit again. I don't think Pastrnak should sit again. My whole thing was, I think things would have gone the same if Pastrnak was not in the game because Rask stood on his head. Pastrnak, I think, was a negative because of all the turnovers. Dude, he didn't know that the puck wasn't on his stick for like 2 seconds.
He has the yips right now.
He does. But I don't think everyone was turning it over, though. It wasn't just Pastrnak. No, Krug looked bad. I mean, Marchand. See, I would argue that Marchand had a worse game than Pastrnak did yesterday.
Yeah, I disagree.
I think by the bad penalties that he had. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, with Pastrnak back and they put him on that first line, you know, they didn't give up any goals. I mean, they weren't on the ice. I mean, they did a pretty good job against a pretty explosive offense. So I just think it's a net positive. You can't bench a guy like that who is essentially going through a slump. And at least you got a glimmer of hope last night, but he's still got a long way to go.
I would say that this was progress, right? Like if you look at how he looked in game three, he looked like a disaster in game three. And then last night, I thought he had some jump skating wise, which I haven't said a lot about him.
In the very beginning of the game, he looked like he was a hockey player. Then for 53 minutes, he looked like crap. I mean, I can't overstate. Listen,
but that's enough to keep him on the ice.
Shinzawa liked his game. I mean, I don't care if I'm on an island. He played like crap.
See, but here's how we look at it. You said in game three, you could have said rather that he played 60 minutes of crap. Last night he played 53 minutes. It's a little bit better. Like, it's progress.
Okay.
So that's how I look at it, honestly. Like,
no, it's great. I mean, he's had a soft goal and he made a decision. Right.
It's like your hepatitis test came with a balloon. It's like, here you go.
It's like that scene in Bohemian Rhapsody when he finds out he has AIDS and he still goes Ayo to that guy walking up. Did you see that movie?
I haven't seen the end.
I'm aware of the story of Freddie Mercury, though, and I hold that very dear to me.
You think the Pastrnak goal was soft?
No,
I thought it was superhuman for Bobrovsky to get the pad over there to get a piece of it. That was labeled lower corner. That was a typical Pastrnak shot.
It was trickling.
I see.
My greatest hope from last night is that we finally stop saying Bobrovsky's playing well.
Yes.
Because he's not when he's challenged. When they challenge him, he's not playing well.
You saw the puck go in and out of his glove after the Bruins made it 3-1. They got in his head a little bit last night.
Yeah, you know what's funny, too, for all this
talk
about...
The team played well.
Yes.
All this talk about
supposed to do.
Tuukka being a playoff choker. Bobrovsky is one of the greatest chokers in the NHL right now. He has been a terrible player performer his entire career, and he has 6 good games, and we're like, oh, this is the greatest performance ever. Yes, his percentages and whatnot have been good, but if you watch the games and you watch Bobrovsky, he hasn't been tested. And when they do test him, they score goals. When they take shots from, I don't know, anywhere beyond 40 feet backwards, they score goals against him.
You don't think he was tested in game three? Because game three, I think, stood out for me. I mean, you're right on some of the other ones, but I thought he was tested in game three.
They peppered him a lot more last night.
I thought he robbed Marchand. He made a very nice save.
No, he did. With a glove save?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, 2 points. I agree with you, Fred, on Pastrnak. He didn't play well. But, however, what I started to see at the beginning of the game and also at the end, like, he started to get a little more swag, a little more attitude. Like, the guys were getting chippy by the benches and stuff. I saw Pastrnak mouthing off. I really want to see more of that, and I think that's going to contribute to his next game's success Saturday night. Also, on Bobrovsky, it's like Rocky IV when Rocky took a swipe and cut Drago by the eye. I think the Bruins cut him last night.
Yeah, the Bruins looked a lot better last night. I mean, despite the fact that they were on the penalty kill 700 times.
All right, let's talk about special teams real quick, because that was, I mean, there was, when they went over 4, it was infuriating. First of all, power play, penalty kill, either way, it's the height of ridiculousness that they can't clear their own end. It seems to be an impossibility with these guys, and I don't remember him being that way.
It's the most stressful moments of your life, too.
No question.
Yeah, when they're on the power play, certainly.
They never leave their own zone. It's like, what are we doing?
No, the penalty
how many shorties attempts did they have last night when they were on the power play? It was like six, wasn't it?
I counted six.
Oh my God.
The one dude with the beard, that's all he does is he just takes the puck and just had like 85 shorthanded chances. Whatever the hell his name is.
Foligno? They all have beards this time of year.
Boone Jenner?
Oh, Boone Jenner, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a baseball player from like 1973.
Well, you're thinking Aaron Boone. Which wasn't that clever. You know he's related to Bruce now, Caitlyn Jenner.
No, he's not.
Yes,
Boone
he is.
Boone Jenner?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Well, I got Ancestry.com and I can tell you different. But yes, the power play is... Now, you like the two defensemen.
I do, because right now you're giving up way too many chances shorthanded, yes. And I think you need someone back there. And, you know, I think that when you watch the power play... It's just, right now, it's just disjointed. And they get some goals last night, but overall, their effectiveness to this point has been limited. I think that their decision-making at the opposing blue line has been awful at times. That's what's leading to these chances. It's funny that when they would take penalties, where they would draw penalties, rather, last night, you almost went, oh, no, here it comes. Here comes the Blue Jackets. I mean, you give them six chances, you think they're going to score on one of them, right? But
yeah, because the Blue Jackets were completely undisciplined last night.
Oh, yeah, and this is going to be, this might be their biggest mistake, because if and this was something that I noticed early on in the series, that they kept going for big hits.
Yeah,
and it was taking them out of position, and look at last night, the first goal happens, Clendenin goes for a big hit on Pastrnak, and this is what I liked about Pastrnak, when we're talking about his game, I like that Pastrnak takes that hit, and he keeps on playing. He doesn't sort of sulk and go back to the bench, or... You know, glide over, hunched over, whatever the case may be.
You're talking the open ice hit.
Yeah, but that's an example right there of Columbus going for a big hit. The guy takes it. There's a chance going the other way for the Bruins. They don't capitalize on that, but they capitalize on one about 30 seconds later.
What I liked are the times that he didn't know that the puck wasn't on his stick.
You're on a crusade right now. This is an anti-apostle crusade.
Well, no, that you have to admit. How often have you seen that by an NHL player?
Not often.
No, never, I think, is the right answer there.
I think he should play the rest of the series. I think he was terrible last night.
It's shocking to witness.
Now, Fluto Shinzawa on The Athletic liked him. But this doesn't sound like a huge endorsement. Finally, looked like Pastrnak shook off a thunderous hit from Adam Clendenning to one time a sharp angle shot past Bobrovsky for his first 5-on-5 goal of the series. Assisted on Bergeron's insurance goal, was so bad with the puck on the power play, but Rask repeatedly bailed out his teammate. So as a positive, that's a very strong negative at the end. All right, we will have Ty Anderson. We'll take your call, 617-779-0985. We have Ty Anderson wearing his Pastrnak jersey. He's actually chipped some teeth so he can look just like the man.
My front teeth are fake.
Oh, really? From hockey?
No, I was just an idiot. I fell.
Oh.
I wish it was hockey.
How'd you fall?
I was locked out of my house for a weekend, and I was the only person home. I was 15 or 16 when this happened, and I thought I locked myself out, so I climbed the bulkhead to try to open the kitchen window, and it had been raining, so the bulkhead was slippery. And I tried to open the window, and when I lifted up, I slipped, and I hit my face right on the bulkhead, like the bar going down the middle of it.
Oh.
And I busted up my two front teeth. I ruined my face in a lot of ways. But yeah, so I lost my two front teeth. And
why were you locked out of your house for the weekend?
At 15.
Well, I was home alone for the weekend. My mom's already in trouble for this now. But yeah, I was home alone for the weekend, and she was on business or something. And I locked myself out. I stepped outside and shut the door, but I left the keys inside the house. So I was like, oh, I can't.
Are you sure it was business in quotations?
I don't know. I don't want to get into that here.
But you have no one you could call?
I have a business trip.
I didn't have a cell phone. This was like 2006. I was 15. They didn't give me a cell phone.
Wow. That was a long time ago.
Hang on. They left you at home for a weekend without a cell phone.
Well, 2006.
Well, there's a house phone that I would be able to use if I didn't lock myself out.
All right. You didn't have a friend's house you could go to?
I had no cell phone. Again,
but you go to a friend's house.
Yeah, but I need to get in that house. My things are in there. I can't just not have things.
Pardon me, ma'am. Can I borrow your phone? I need to call somebody because I need to get into my house.
So I did that, but with blood and no teeth, which was really alarming
the
for
them. The secret is to always lie about how you got hurt and make it way cooler. All right, 617-779-0985. We'll be right.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the pornos.
Here we go. It's too good time. It's too good time. It's too good time. It's too good. Too good. Too good. Too good time. It's too good time.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
What a waste of a pretty face. What a waste, that face, that face. What a waste. What a waste of a pretty face. That face, what a waste, that face, that face.
McAvoy along the near side, fired, they score! David Pastrnak whistled in a one-timer deep in the left circle, got his by Bobrovsky, 1-0 Bruins.
Well, it's been well documented. I think any team doesn't win without their best players being their best players.
It's a matter of time before those guys score goals. It's just the way it is. They're too good. So
generally, you need your top guys going.
To the high slot, Bergeron shoots, he scores! Patrice Bergeron wired one in from the high slot. It ripped over the glove hand. The Bruins with a power play goal.
What a waste of a pretty face. What a waste, that face, that face. What a waste.
Rest the stop.
What a waste of a pretty face. That face.
Rest able to make the stop on Panarin.
Rest has been outstanding.
Then up top, here's Chara. Tees it up. Looking for a bank out in front. It comes. Fired. They score. The Ohio kid, Sean Corrali. answers to Pastrnak. One-timer out in front. They score! Pastrnak, one-timer. Back down by Bergeron. Buried by Bergeron.
Will you want me when I'm old and dead?
And they're heading for the exits here at Nationwide.
What a waste of a pretty face. What a waste that face, that face.
Shoots Rask the save.
What a waste of a
Rask the save. And then he got hit by Dubois. And Rask gets right to Dubois' face.
Parking!
And the horn is going to sound. Tuukka Rask was brilliant tonight. Patrice Bergeron scored twice, both coming on the power play. The Boston Bruins again have come on the road to even a series at two games apiece. It's going to be game five in Boston on Saturday night. Your final, Bruins 4, Blue Jackets 1.
I'm disappointed. I thought that the three best Prince songs of all time is One Erotic City, and Raspberry Beret. And I'll have to think about it.
See, I think Sign of the Times is my favorite. And I do
it
love
lingers.
Raspberry Beret.
It lingers.
But it's such a great beat.
Very sparse.
Boom, boom, boom.
Very sparse.
It is.
I like
is.
The Batman soundtrack.
I'm all right with
you
the
like,
Batman
you
soundtrack.
You like Batman?
I like Batman.
Hey, Stalky.
Scandalous
Let's put
suite.
The 7 inch in the
scandalous
computer.
Scandalous Sex Suite? Do you have the Scandalous Sex Suite?
I do not.
But you know it exists.
Oh, of course it does.
Well, the tour guide at...
let's not go there.
I don't really appreciate your tone with me right now. I don't like the subject matter you're discussing here.
I'm just happy I got a tour of it. The tour guide sucked, but being at Paisley Park was fantastic.
The tour guide was the best. It was like getting Marge Gunderson from Fargo, who knew nothing about Prince, giving us the tour.
So the Scandalous Sex Suite, if you don't know, is an album where in the background he's having sex with Kim Basinger the whole time.
Yes.
And it's an album that exists.
It does.
It wasn't widely released.
I know. It's kind of like the is it the Black Album? That was like he released it and then pulled it back and then re-released it about 20 years later. This one never got released.
Well, I can tell you the cover is Kim Basinger draped in red fabric.
Wow, you have a Fine Young Cannibals poster up there. Did Prince produce that? Oh, I'm sure he did something on it. He did a lot of stuff for a lot of people.
Ty, it was great to be there, but I swear to God, the tour guide could not have been worse.
Here to the left, it's a heart guitar. That's pretty sweet.
That's right. She just got like hired yesterday and was a Fine Young Cannibals fan or something.
She got the Wikipedia of Prince and was like, all right,
she
I'm
got
go.
Mad at me.
Yeah, basically.
Because I asked her about the Scandalous Sex Suite.
God.
All right. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, just two quick points. One of them, Tuukka was standing on his head last night. He played
brilliant.
Incredible.
Yeah, brilliant.
Bobrovsky-esque is what I would say prior to last night. So that's first one. Second one, I'm happy that Pasta got it moving at least. Didn't look great with the puck all the time, but at least he got some shots off. He wasn't holding back there. Happy that Berge got it moving. So overall point is that the top line is moving, which is good. And as long as the Corrali line, the Coy line can keep it moving, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Okay, along those lines, Ty, you were talking about how the power play, obviously they got to do something there. Who's your ideal first unit on the power play?
Well, it's DeBrusque in front of the net, Marchand on the left. I mean, well, it kind of varies now because they've moved Krug along that left wall a little bit as well. So maybe you bump DeBrusque off that and you put Marchand in front of the net because he's good at kind of digging out those loose pucks and battling despite his size. Bergeron between the bumper, and then that right side you'd have Pastrnak and McAvoy and Krug. I think that's your best five man unit offensively. If you want to incorporate two defensemen, that's the way to do it. Then your second unit would be DeBrusque and Krejci and Grizzlick sort of leading the way there. I mean, that's not a bad second unit.
Is that the one that when they were using two defensemen last night? Remind me, was that the one that they used? What you just said?
Yes. They used McAvoy.
Okay, yeah, it was McAvoy. All right.
We've talked about this before. I think where the configuration of their power play is really set up to have that one time threat. On the right side, that's typically Pastrnak's role because they like that. But it changes when you have a left-handed sort of quarterback there or a right-handed quarterback there. So that's where I wonder how they change the whole configuration of it, if you will, because they like to sort of do what's basically like a 1-3-1 essentially with their power play. you look at the formation. So that may change now. But I think they need a good practice. They're not going to practice today, though, so maybe morning skate on Saturday to kind of get that down.
Yeah, and I really like Pastrnak not keeping the puck in the zone. That was fun to watch last night.
This is a crusade. This is an absolute... This is like Sagan. You're doing what Shirelli did to Sagan right now.
Well, Rich was wildly defending Pastrnak earlier.
I was not defending him. I was saying that he should not have been benched.
You tweeted something about you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
And so you were saying I'm out of my mind.
You're out of your mind to say that the game would have been better if Pastrnak was benched yesterday. Yes, you're
out
of your mind.
I agree with that. You're out of your mind.
Okay.
He gets a goal. He gets a goal, yeah. And he helps us on the insurance goal. That's a positive.
We compared it to kind of like a 350 hitter that's 0-for-27 in the playoffs getting a bloop single.
Yeah,
and then committing five errors. Snaps him out of his slump.
He was responsible for half the offense yesterday. He had an assist and a goal.
I'm not responsible for it, Rich.
He was part of half the offense.
Okay, you have read the box score
again. That's not the box score. That's a reality. That is the game.
No, but there's a bunch of stuff that happens during the game that's different.
And I would say being part of half the offense is bigger than whatever you're throwing our way.
Okay, if Rask
agree, Ty?
Ty, I would agree with that.
Okay, Ty, if Rask doesn't stand on his head, how many goals is Pastrnak responsible for?
Still two.
No, going the other way.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, but that's such a hypothetical. Like that,
no,
we
it's
can
not.
Do it all day. We can do it all day with so many different things.
He gave up two breakaways by himself.
Now, John, I'll take your analogy and say it's a 350 hitter that gets a bloop single,
yeah.
But then gets into the infield and makes five errors.
Okay.
Boom.
I was thinking more of an offensive sense, but if you want to extrapolate that out,
between Ty and Jaffe, no one's convincing me of anything. JP, go ahead.
I don't think he's trying.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's
hey,
up?
Hey, Ty. Hey, I don't know what was scarier, watching Columbus break out when they were shorthanded or Jack G yesterday. Can we not take the power play? Can we like doing football and say, I don't want the power play? My favorite thing from last night, Backus took that shot. What he did on the ice surprised me. He played well. That line scored a goal. They looked good together for the short time he was out there. And I'm glad that Cassidy made the move and put him back out on the ice.
And that's the thing is that...
I watched this video. I don't like it.
No,
I don't like it at all.
The video is bad. But I did like the idea of Backus. And here's the thing is that... I know you got him for locker room presence too, but this is Backus's heavy game, playoffs. He's tested. I know he can't skate, and I know, but I had a feeling that he would be able to, you know, kind of fit himself in there. Now, am I convinced that this happens again? I don't know, but I like the chances. You liked Backus last night, right?
He maximized his minutes. He played, yeah. 11 minutes, 5 hits. Draws the penalty. I thought he had a great chance late in the game too. That I think it was a 2-on-1. I think Nordstrom was the one who fed him the puck. Bobrovsky makes a good save there. But you look at his numbers last night. He was a factor. I thought he was a definite factor, and I was worried that he was going to drag down the Krejci-DeBrusk combo. But I thought that was a good line. And what I liked about it is that they didn't give up a lot of chances at the other end, which worries me about Backus because he is so slow and he is so sort of. He just is what he is right now, and you hope you can hide him. They tried this combination earlier this year. It didn't really work out. So to see it work last night was encouraging. But to Fred's point, to his question, I don't know if you can bank on this happening in Game 5. He really seems to be sort of like a sugar high kind of player right now. You get him in for one game after sitting for a week or two, and he gives you what you need. And the next night, he's kind of quiet. So I'm curious how he looks in Game 5 and if they keep him on that line with DeBrusk and Krejci.
You don't think he should have gotten a five minutes for that hit, right?
No, but I'll tell you this, that hit is more dangerous than what Brad Marchand did.
For sure.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that.
You know, I didn't see anyone crying on the internet about it, though, last night, like they did about Marchand crying about player safety. I mean,
you know what you should do is you put Pastrnak and Backus on the same line, and it could be like a shootout. Just have guys running all over the place free. No one to catch them.
He played okay last night.
Jack G.
Trying to scare me?
A little bit.
I like the guy with the ball gag was better last year. It wasn't as scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was just a guy like, in a leather mask.
That was right. It was the Buffalo Bill band.
Yeah.
Okay. It seemed like.
Still the best.
Yep. There's nothing in sex scarier than when they put the guy in the... leather suit Fat Mike from NoFX does it all the time now.
What's the name of this band?
I think it was AJ.
AJ? It was AJ?
Because the whole point of the mask is to make it difficult to breathe.
Yes.
So, I don't know. It like, weirds me out to such a degree. Now, listen, if you want to do it, do it.
I don't like the people who have like dog masks. I don't like that.
Oh,
that,
furries creep me out.
Yeah, that's scary,
anything.
Man. I don't like that at all.
Right, because it's got like this weird like children element to it, too.
I can be in a room with one guy in a dog mask or 10 Jack G's. I might pick the 10 Jack G's, to be honest.
Did you ever see, like, it was like a CSI where they had to get
the furry convention. Yes,
they had
I know
to
exactly
get
what
DNA
you're talking about.
From inside of the costume.
Yes,
oh,
yes. Geez.
Those shows are running out of ideas.
They drilled down on that society pretty well that episode.
I can't say it on this station, but we had a bit in Atlanta where he had a guy go to a furry convention dressed up and ask if he could do stuff.
Here's the chorus.
So well
like
produced.
The worst Misfits right. demo that never got released.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. It's like the band, that the emo band that you like.
Sunny Day Real Estate?
No. No, Jawbreaker, whatever the hell. Not Jawbreaker. They just got back together. They're a three-piece.
The Jawbreaker?
Huh?
Is it Jawbreaker?
Yeah, Jawbreaker.
Yeah.
That
the thing you said it was and then denied like half a second later?
No, I wasn't sure I was right.
Ah.
But those Jawbreaker records are produced so horribly.
Oh, yes.
You can't hear any of the words. Me, I like a snappy words. Like wordplay.
Curtis Blow. I understand.
No, Curtis Blow is the absolute worst.
I like toes. Yeah, like toes.
I would listen to that in my car. Anything, any song about
with
feet.
With the hydraulics working as you bump down the
any
street.
Any song about feet. If there was a feet compilation album, I would buy it in a second. All right, here are the headlines. 98.5.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
For sports, watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hello, everybody.
Jones, Brister coming in, deflected, and it sails into the netting.
That hit the
anybody
netting?
Spot it? Yes. Out in front, fired. They score. They've got
hit
a
the
check.
Netting.
They
hit
got
the
a check.
That should have been a whistle. The initial shot came in and hit the netting in the back. Bruins are right off the bench right now, going to complain. There should have been a whistle. They're saying they didn't see it. This is unreal.
It doesn't matter. Toronto should be able to indicate that. There's a mechanism in place for this very thing.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the mercy. All night, Sunday, Central. Follow me now. Say hi, Dick. Yes, you're rolling hip-hop. Say J-Roll, just you're rolling hip-hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip-hop. Say Black Soul, come to rock it up. From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. The whole and not the half of it. Forecasting aftermath of it. Project all our numbers.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
Did you read the story about Black Star? Or is it Taleb Coeli? How do you pronounce the last name? I don't know. But they were supposed to play Boston Calling.
Yeah.
And there was a cancellation out of nowhere. And so he tweeted something yesterday. Or somebody tweeted him. They said, yo, Taleb, in the last past decade, I've been in Boston. Black Star has never performed here. How are y'all going to bail on the one show you decided to do? The only reason I was going to Boston Calling, I need answers. And he tweeted back, it's simple. Black Star makes 50% deposit in order to guarantee a show. Boston Calling refused to pay that. So we had to cancel. They replaced us with Lil Nas X, Enjoy. And so Boston Calling took that tweet and said, the comment from Taleb regarding Black Star's cancellation is factually incorrect. We wish him and Black Star the best as they continue their successful careers. And Taleb ended up retweeting it saying, no, it's not. We asked for half. Y'all said no. Prove me wrong.
Right. I'm taking his side on this issue.
So and then Boston Calling just stopped tweeting after that.
Yeah.
Boston Calling gets worse every year.
Last year, was last year the one with the Killers and Queens of the Stone Age?
I don't know, but when you're Weezer, headlining with Eminem in 2018, I really don't care.
That's at least interesting, though. But that's an interesting name.
If you live in Billerica, it's interesting.
Oh, come on. You can't knock Eminem being like a headliner.
I can absolutely knock Eminem. I can do this all day if you really want me to.
See, I'm not a huge Eminem guy, but that's a big name. And like, sure. It sold a lot of tickets.
But you look at the first Boston Calling lineup, like the first few, and compare it to now, and it's like not even close.
There was one year that was the Pixies, the Replacements, and Beck, like all in the same festival.
Pixies with no Kim Gordon, though, so it doesn't count.
As long as you got Frank Black or Black Francis, I'm A-okay.
No.
But
Nope. I've seen him with Kim Gordon.
Killers and Queens of the Stone Age in the same festival is pretty damn good.
Yeah, I just think that it's
And Tool, I think Tool was that year as well. I mean, that was massive.
Yeah, I'm out on Boston Calling lately. I look at the early lineups versus now, and I just don't.
You know,
care.
Young Nicholas works for them.
Used to.
Oh.
Yeah. My friends used to work for them, too. Like, they were like bartenders there, and then they just stopped calling them. I don't know why.
Sounds like they're in huge financial trouble. I kid. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
So, to me, what it looks like with Pastrnak is, I honestly think he has a concussion, because every time it's like he gets the puck, he doesn't process what he sees in front of him, takes a second, and then makes a bad pass and does something stupid. It's like his mind is just bobbled or something.
I have someone with no connections to any hockey, and this is just his theory, is that he's hurt and taking pain meds.
It's like when Gronk gave that presser that one time. You're like, what is up with this guy?
Yeah.
Like, loopy.
It's like, well, I mean, we can listen to Pasta yesterday, see if he sounds a little different.
Yeah, obviously, it's always great to score first goal, and especially on the road, you know. So it's big, but, you know, overall, we play a really strong game, and you know, really happy with our outcome.
Maybe he is, because I can't understand much of what he's saying there.
As someone,
your wife now. We missed some calls.
As someone who sees him like almost every day, that is how he sounds all the time.
I know. That's why they put him on a national commercial.
It's great.
I'm still fascinated by that. Oh yeah, Pastrnak. I like him a lot.
By the way, if you, Fred, to your
I'm
point,
saying nationally,
to your point, Fred, if you want to kind of just put in one small sound clip. Yesterday's game, as far as the frustration with Pastrnak and the otherworldly play.
Oh, is this Milbury?
No, I don't know if it's Milbury, but this is like Pastrnak screwing it up and then Tuukka Rask being a superhero. It's this.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, that's not right here. It's this play right here. This is when he turned it over and it turned into somewhat of a nightmare.
Held in by Krugmeier side. Then he had a scraped off his stick. Now it's a race. Jenner over the line, working against Marchand. Right circle. Poke check! But we're going to have a penalty.
Penalty shot!
Here we go. Here's Jenner. He'll wheel over the line. Circles to the right side. Now to the slot. Shoots. Rest the stop.
So Pastrnak loses the puck. Marchand commits a penalty. And Tuukka Rask bails their asses out.
Yeah, it happened a lot last
That week. Was kind of the story for a large stretch of that game.
What did Bird write for Tuukka Rask?
Okay, I actually took a picture because it made me laugh. So one of our callers called in this morning. And up on the phone screener, it said, it should have been 4-0. The puke was in the net and played like a star. So instead of Tuukka was in the net, it was Puka was in the net.
And there's no autocorrect, by the way. So, Mitch, obviously. Mitch, go ahead.
Hey, just wanted to ask Ty a couple of questions overall, just for the last few series, even, you know, Western Conference. What his
All right, well, if it's all going to be about Ty, I don't have time for that. Three other people in this room. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm going to defend Rich here. Marchand stunk last game. He didn't do anything at all. Pasta, I mean, at least he's got his one-timer back. I mean, Marchand had an opportunity, came across the crease, and instead of a one-timer, would have been an open net. He didn't even do anything with it. I will say, though, Pasta losing that, in my hockey experience, you get benched if that goes in the net. I mean, you get benched for the rest of the period at least. Yeah. Chara is a traffic cone. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, so Chara is showing every bit of his age. But then again, it's unfair to put him on the ice for 2 minutes and ask him to kill it. But I don't think Chara was great last night. And I don't recall what he said about Marchand.
It's a lot to unpack there. He said Marchand stunk. But I don't know. I mean, with these guys, it's you want progress. Last night was progress. I can't sit here and say they stunk. I can't agree with that. Because they directly factored in multiple goals for your team. Multiple goals. And you won 4-1. That's great. But it was a one-goal game for 40 minutes. And the difference that those guys made was on the board, and it helped you.
The Bankroll Boys said yesterday that the magic number is 3. If the Bruins score 3 goals, they win. And that's the way that it's been the entire postseason. I think they're
6-0 now.
6-0 if they score 3 goals. And less than 3, yeah, they're 0-5.
I mean, you know why?
Because you score more goals, you win more games.
Also, Tuca. That's what that is, baby.
Yeah.
They took the under, the Bankroll Boys.
Yeah.
It was 5.5, right? So they hit on that one.
Lifshatz was not happy about the net goal. The one that should have never been called. Lost a little cheddar on that one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he ended up going over. I think he went over.
He had the over?
Yeah, he had the under.
Yeah,
he bitched about the over, and it all had to do with the net goal that they ended up calling, which is so utterly ridiculous.
Isn't that great that that's a rule? I know we talked about it earlier, but that's ridiculous.
Well, you think
this is the same league that when Sean Avery stood in front of Marty Brodeur and waved his stick like a dummy, the next day they had a new rule that you can't do that. Like, so I expect something today, but if it doesn't, I'm just going to laugh because this is the NHL. The commissioner who earlier this week said there's no link between CTE and getting hit in the head. Great league we got here. Awesome. Yeah. Got that vampire in charge of it. Awesome.
Well, listen, he was second in command to the great Stern, so he's picked up some things. He's a man of great height. All right, we will return a little bit left with Ty, and then we will go about our business.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Ripker coming in. Deflected, and it sails into the netting.
That hit the
anybody
netting?
Spot it? Yes. Out in front, fired. They score. They've got
hit
a check. They've got
the
a check.
That should have been a whistle.
We'll be right back.
sent up top. Here's Chara. Tees it up. Looking for a bank. Out in front. It comes. Fired. They score! The Ohio kid, Sean Corrali, celebrates crashing into the far corner. He got a loose biscuit out in front and roofed it. 3-1 Bruins.
Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stage. You know they just don't care.
All right. You are playing garbage. Now you're playing the breaks.
That's not the breaks. It's the message.
Oh, that's the message.
And that's a good song. The message is a good song.
Yeah. No, it's not.
See, that's another good one.
All right. White Lines is up next.
Did you ever play Vice City?
Oh, yeah.
This was in that game.
Is that the soundtrack?
Yeah. This was on Wild Style. That was the best station in the game. Well, it was that in V-Rock, like the 80s hair metal one. That was a good one.
V-Rock
was
pretty good. That was Here I Go Again. I think my Whitesnake was on that. Yeah.
Another thing, Coming by Judas Priest. That was great.
What was the station that had Running with the Night by Lionel Richie? That was like the top 40 smooth one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
By the way, that song right there, The Message, that's file that under another one that Puff Daddy just rapped over.
Yeah.
Like there was no production value at all. It's just, let's rap over the loop, and that's all they did.
Kind of a thief, huh? Looking back on it,
there's no question he was a thief. At least like Dr. Dre, when he took some of the Parliament stuff, there was a little bit of a change. Not a ton.
No effort by Puffy.
None whatsoever.
Find the Sweatshop Boys. SWET Boys.
West End Girls.
No, that's you blew it. It's gonna surprise
it's
you.
An, it's a sin. No matter where I went or who, no matter who or where or who.
Is that where they were at on the diving boards?
I don't remember the video.
And it was controversial.
I just remember it was an episode of Moonlighting. The
really?
West End Boys. Or really? West End Girls.
I'm just waiting for you guys to drop octuplets on me again.
Octuplets.
Always have that in reserve, Ty. Always have it.
Yeah. No, I don't want this man.
He wants you.
All right, so Ty, you and I agree on one thing, and that is what?
That Pastrnak played well last night?
Nope. But the result of this series.
Oh, that Bruins are going to win this series.
I agree.
I think Bobrovsky, again, when you challenge him, he hasn't been good. He's actually stunk when he's been challenged. When they're held to the outside, he's good, but any goalie's good when that happens. That's what we discount Tuukka's wins for like half the time, right, is that the defense played well in front of him. I think Bob is going to absolutely choke this series away for the Columbus Blue Jackets. I really do think that.
I agree. I think that he's weak mentally, and that might have been the dagger. Then you get home, and you got the mustache guy running around and causing the fits.
I really hope that Game 5 has a good crowd. I said this on Twitter last night. The Game 2 crowd stunk. And it was a Saturday night crowd, and it was dead. You thought it was like February 15th, Game 61 of the regular season in there. I really hope that the people going tomorrow night realize the opportunity in front of the Bruins here if they win this series. If they win that game on Saturday, I think they win the series. So I really hope that it's a loud, energetic building, because when that building is rocking, the Bruins draw opportunities and they feed off it. That's a real thing, I think, with this team. The energy. When the energy's flat, the team is flat. I think that's a real thing with this group for whatever reason. So I hope that on Saturday night it's a little bit rocking in there.
Yeah, it's a lot like my van. Once it gets rocking, the excitement gets going. And once she's flat, I don't want to go back.
Just keep playing that clip of Dubinsky calling out the crowd. Oh, yeah, Columbus knows how to party.
I forgot he was even playing.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, he's still in the NHL? Cool. Thought he quit when the Rangers left.
And he wore the Milwaukee Bucks hat. Oh, no.
Oh, the absolute try-hard. Like, look at this, Boston. I don't like you in multiple sports. All right, guy, we get it. Have fun playing 6 minutes.
But the best about that, it was like, what? What?
Oh, yeah, I've been a fan for a while. You know,
he's
what?
Yeah, he's from Alaska. In no world was he ever a Milwaukee Bucks fan.
All right. Well, listen, Ty Anderson, you can read his writing over there at 98.5thesportshub.com, and it's an exciting time. As hopefully the Bruins can take. If the Bruins win Saturday, they win Monday. That'll tell you. That I will tell you.
They've been a good road team in the postseason, I think, which is, I mean, you really can't say that about a lot of teams, but their ability to do that is pretty good. But finally, I mean, they came back from trailing in a series with authority. They didn't squeak this one out. They dominated, I thought.
And you think Backes is going to stay in?
Yeah, I think that Cassie's going to apply similar metrics here that he did with Coleman. He put Coleman in game 6. They win game 6. and he sticks with it for game seven. I think you have to do that right now.
Yeah.
Ride the wave. Ride the wave until you literally can't with him. And maybe that is Saturday. If they lose Saturday and Backus plays 4 minutes or 6 minutes and he's not effective, then you put Coleman back in there and you hope he can pull another must win in Columbus. So we'll see. But I think he stays in. He should. He's earned the right, I think, with that performance last night.
All right, Ty Anderson, thanks for the time. No commercials here, just the headlines. Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.